Netcast you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Welcome to OMG Craft. I am Chad Johnson. In this video, we're going to put the mine in Minecraft. Mining is a key element in the game. It's how you gather materials, how you create more items, which helps you survive and be better off and create that amazing house that you've always wanted, but you can't find that one block. Anyway, mining can be scary at first. Where do you go? Where are all the materials? All right. Let me answer all of those questions for you. So here we are in our little world. You can see the village that I set up camp in. And to start off my mining adventure, I'm going to go ahead and look for a cave or a ravine that I can find. Oh, looks like here is one right here. You can also go ahead and mine straight into the ground and start off your mine shaft that way. That's useful because you could start it wherever you want, like right outside your front door. And you'll be able to get to it very, very fast. I like using this sort of cave spelunking method because it uses less resources on your picks and shovels. So first, this first ore that I found is actually coal. When you break it, you get a piece of coal out of it, and you also get a few experience points from it. This lump of coal is useful as fuel and also as the tops of these torches, which I crafted earlier. Torches, when placed down, create wonderful, wonderful light for you to see by. And also, light helps make sure that evil things don't spawn in your game. So I'm going to go ahead and light up this area a little bit more before I go for this ore. This is iron ore. Iron ore is really useful in making iron tools. Now, it's good to point out that I actually can't mine iron ore with a wooden pick. If I go through the process, it breaks, and then I actually don't get a block from it. So you have to use a stone pick or higher to go ahead and mine this block. Instead of a piece of iron ore, we actually get the iron ore block from mining this. You take this iron ore block, put it into a furnace, and then you will get your iron ingot out of that. Next, let's see if we can find more. There's some over here. It looks like this is gold. That is correct. So, gold works an awful lot like iron ore. First, when you need at least an iron pick or above to harvest it, and you get the gold ore block out of it, which you put into a furnace and smelt into gold ingots. So now, there's a lot more ores in game, and the best way to find them is to dig deeper and deeper into your Minecraft world. Why do we need to get deeper? Well, there's actually levels to the game of Minecraft. Not just XP levels, but actual block levels. And at certain block levels, ores are more likely to generate than at others. So I'm going to go ahead and mine a little bit further down to try to find a better mineshaft for me to use to show off a few more of the ores in game. Okay, I've gotten a little bit further down here. I'm very lucky that I brought my sword and fighting a zombie. It's a good thing to point out that as you're mining, don't mine straight down because you could accidentally fall into a few hazards in game. I'm gonna run away from you. Please don't kill me. I'm recording a video. Don't you know that? Okay, and let's run out of here. The few hazards that you could run into is you could, like, say, mine straight down and then fall through the world into lava. Or let's say when you're mining down, it's the top of a ceiling and you'll fall through the ceiling to your death. You know what? I hate you, skeleton. That's right. I've just bested you in the game of Minecraft. So, let's continue to look down and try to find a few more ores. Okay, so I have decided to go hunting through the... Okay, so this blue stuff right here is lapis lazuli. When you find it in-game, it breaks into lapis blocks, which you can pick up, and this is actually useful in crafting almost nothing. You can craft it into other lapis blocks, which is a very, very blue block, but so far it's only really useful in dye and that sort of block. Also, here is some redstone. Redstone is useful for the in-game wiring in this game and in crafting recipes. When you break it, it breaks into dust, which you can then throw on the floor and make in interesting patterns. We're going to get more into redstone quite a bit later. There's some more lapis in the wall. Okay, so first I have to fight off a creeper to try to get at the best... or in game, which, wow, okay, and you know what, you got rid of one of my diamonds, you are such a jerk, okay, we're gonna block this off, and we got some diamond right here. Diamond makes the most powerful blocks in game, and the most powerful items. It'll make the strongest armor, it will make the most useful tools, and when we harvest it, we get a single diamond out of it. This is very, very hard to find. And even more harder to find than diamond is these emerald blocks. Emeralds mostly spawn in extreme hills biome. So, those are most of the blocks that you will find in-game that are useful when you are going out mining. That is the end of this video. In the next video, we are going to cover a few techniques on making your Minecraft life a little nicer.